This call may be recorded. Press 1 to accept.
Hello.
Oh, hey, Dustin.
None of the kids want to go on a cruise.
They don't want to go on a cruise?
Nope.
Why?
I think Lucy is worried that she would miss her wide open field trip when we get back because she'd be under quarantine. And I think that scares the boys, that she's scared.
Sorry.
It's all right. And I called them, and they wanted, like, $500 a person anyways. I don't know if it would have worked just showing up.
I think they'd be a little more desperate these days.
Yeah, I don't think that's the priority. I heard what they were doing was they were taking everybody who's already booked cruises and prioritizing them. So, like, if you try to cancel, they'll give you, like, free alcohol the whole time you're on board if you'll still go. Or if you have one scheduled for, like, 6 months from now, they'll let you move it to right now and give you a bunch of alcohol for that.
Okay.
But they're not trying to fill spaces with people who hadn't signed up in the first place.
Okay.
So I don't know. I don't think I'll go. So did you do anything off your list?
Yes. I called Fidel.
Yay. Okay. That's it?
That's it.
Oh.
So far.
Okay. I was hoping you had emailed Ted.
I have not emailed Ted yet.
Okay. Well, I emailed Ted today.
Okay. Did you email him that doc?
No. According to what I understand from you, doing things like that hurts my credibility.
Okay.
Right?
So what did you do? I don't know.
I just told him about how it seemed like you would be interested in doing that online coaching program, but you thought that he would strongly disapprove of their accountability model.
Did you copy me on the email so I can see?
No.
Forward it to me?
No.
Bye.
I don't know.
Why can't I see it?
I think that's the nature of the breakdown right now for you, and the dissonance that you're experiencing between your delusion and reality is related to you controlling what Ted knows and how he perceives it so that you can take his evaluation of it as being the final referee call.
I spent a lot of money for that therapy, or my mother did, and I would like to know and have some sort of gauge of the accuracy of the feedback that I'm getting. It's not going to value his opinion at all if I don't know.
I know.
What sort of inputs he's getting, so it makes it virtually useless.
Okay. That's fine, then. I won't send it to you, and from now on, you can say that you don't trust anything Ted says. Is that fair?
Not really.
You can be done with the headset.
Considerable expense to have that therapy and to have
I know.
Ted be relevant.
And you got
so
you got all you got all of the feedback
all.
That
just get
you got all the
pooped into
you got all the feedback. I know, you're acting like I did this in the middle. You're acting like I did this in the middle of your room there, and I didn't. I waited till, like, almost a month after you discharged and hadn't had any contact with them.
Right, but it completely obliterates any usefulness of that relationship.
That's fine.
Not really.
That's fine. The relationship's over, then. Okay. Then you think that I lie to Ted. That's fine, too.
I have no idea what you said. I know that you're not willing for me to be privy to what it was.
You can never say, never again can you tell anybody that you're representing that you inherently trust me to be honest no matter what. You can't make that claim anymore. It is. You clearly don't trust me to give accurate perceptions. That's what you're claiming. Yeah, it's not true. I know it's not true. But
I never claimed that you give 100% accurate perceptions. I don't think anybody should claim that. I don't think any psychologist would believe that that was true of any one person.
Okay. Well, a strong need for you to uphold your delusions, you have a strong need to make sure that people feel that anything I say is possibly just my perception based on me being
everything
afraid
of
hurt.
Is your perception, Aaron. That's
hurt. I know. I'm just saying.
Every
you want, you
human
need people.
Ever.
I know. I'm just saying it's important to make sure that people can
discount
my
perception. That's not debatable. These are psychologists, and they already are aware.
I know. I'm just saying it's extremely important to you that you can get him to discount my perceptions. That's necessary in order for you to uphold your delusion.
Asking you to be forthright with me about what's being said behind my back to professionals that I'm paying money for has nothing to do with controlling you.
Okay, well, I'm not being not forthright, but I am saying that it is important to you to know what's been said to Ted so that you can control how much of it he assumes is just my perception. That's important to you.
Like what?
And I know it. You need to control what he thinks. You need to control what he thinks is just my perception versus what you would agree with. That's important to you.
Aaron, everything that you say is your perception.
Yeah.
It's not debatable.
Well, we got to clean up first. Okay. Well, you know that Ted is smart enough to read something and know whether it's like a fact type of statement or an opinion type of statement. So he knows that there are certain things.
So was it a fact type of statement or was it an opinion type of statement?
Is Ted intelligent enough to differentiate that?
I don't know.
Well, he needs to be. If he can't read a statement and know, okay, she might be lying about that. Maybe that's not actually what happened. Or to look at it and say,
that's actually
that's
not the difference between a fact and an opinion.
That's her impression of how things happened. Maybe her impression is based on her subjective interpretation of events. Maybe it's pretty accurate. I have no idea.
Ted knows that
either
when facts are represented, those are also based on perceptions, and that your perception of fact is not going to be the same as another person present at the same incident.
Exactly.
And so it's not.
But what's most important
exactly
to you is
what?
That Ted doubts. Is that Ted trusts your perception, and he doubts my perception. That's important to you.
No.
It's important to you that Ted can hear your story and go,
there has been zero language out of my mouth under any time and
place
that represents that idea that you just expressed about me. The idea that I did express is that if you're going to communicate with my therapist, it would be helpful for me to be privy to know what's being said about me so that that relationship doesn't go to waste when it costs so much money. But obviously, you're not interested in that.
I don't know what you're intending to communicate with him about, but you have a new therapist, and you know it.
Yes, and I have an old therapist, and perhaps I still need that relationship.
I don't know. Is your intention to not let me be alone with your new therapist?
No.
Do you feel like if I had a session alone with your new therapist before the next time you meet him, then you would need to terminate that and find a new therapist?
I don't know. I don't think so.
So if I talk to Ted verbally, that's okay with you, but if I email him, then you have to know every word.
No, it's my therapist. I should be able to say, yeah, that's appropriate, or no, that's not appropriate.
Yeah, I know, but if it's a telephone conversation, you don't really have a way to, you know, micromanage that the way you want to.
Nobody says anything about micromanaging anything.
I know, but you're saying you'd be okay with a phone conversation. But
no,
you're saying if it's an email.
So these are professionals that I hired. I should have the say of what happens with them. Not
I know,
surprised.
But if I'm having a phone conversation and you're not present for the phone conversation, then it's out of your control what's said.
Oh, okay. I guess I was
and
confused about that.
It's still a professional that you hired. So if what you are saying about your right to know what's being said, if it's somebody you hired is really how you feel, then you should be completely against me ever having a phone conversation with him.
Is there a reason that I can't see what you said to Ted?
No.
Then I should be able to see it.
Okay, you should be able to see it.
Then you should send it to me.
Oh, no, I'm not doing what I should. You better make me feel guilty and ashamed. Hurry, fast, or I might not do exactly what I should. I might misbehave and be a bad girl without your permission. Hurry, Dustin. Make sure I feel bad about myself. That's the only way. Oh, no, I'm out of control. What are you going to do? I didn't forward the email to you. Oh, no.
So your perception is that we should deal with therapists that only you get to speak to in advance, and then if I ever happen to talk to one, that you should be able to go and talk about me behind my back. It's just utterly ridiculous. But
well, let's.
I'm gonna get back to work right now.
Here's the question: Does that mean that you talk to Ted behind my back, and it's utterly ridiculous?
No, I've never received your access to
Ted. Does that mean the fact that you spoke to him?
I asked you to participate with
that. Dustin, I participated as much as I could. You know that they thought that it was disturbing how hard I tried to contact them. You don't get to play that card anymore.
What?
I said, you know that they thought it was disturbing how much and how hard I tried to contact them. You know that I participated to the full extent I was able. But you're accusing me of doing something terrible by being able to talk about you behind your back. And I'm doing something terrible by wanting to speak to a therapist before you do.
All
like
right.
Pot meat kettle. That's exactly what you did. You talked to him first for a long time. And you talked about me behind my back. Thank you.
Well, I'm glad you got what you wanted. Did he say anything to you?
No, I just emailed him before I called you. And I wasn't right. calling you about that.
Anything
I was calling
else?
You about the garden hose. Did you get the pictures of the garden hose?
No.
I sent you two pictures. Can you look at them? The second one was just showing that I didn't know what to do because it was all coiled inside the box, and one end doesn't even have, like, the, you know, the metal nozzle at the end. It's just, like, rubber cut off.
That's the discharge hose for the automatic rewind.
Okay. But then when I opened it up and, like, from the top, I pulled the hose out a little bit. I found a big gash out of it.
That's where a rat ate it. So if there's not other holes, I can probably cut it off right there and put a new nozzle on it.
Okay. So what I should do for now is basically water out of that gash and then let
you
know if there are other holes.
Right. And you could cut it even with the pair of scissors if you want.
Oh, okay. Do I need to save the metal tip off the end of it or throw that away?
No. Throw it away.
Okay.
Do you want me to come fix it?
Come what?
Fix the hose?
No, it's more important that you do what's on your list first, especially the taxes.
All right.
Oh, but do you want the kids to come over tomorrow morning since we're not going on a cruise?
Sure.
Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. I gotta get back to work.
Are the McDonald's okay having the kids over?
They get home tomorrow, and I don't know what time, to be honest. But
okay.
If they're a problem, we'll just go somewhere else or play outside or something.
Okay. Bye.